I want to ask some questions about what would happen if you did have a freely elected government and Wefaq were to become the dominant political force in Bahrain. What would change in society? Would you make any changes?
For religious thinking, I believe in the freedom of choice. We have some speak of Quran said La ikraha fid din. It's mean you cannot throw
no enforcement.
Yeah.
No enforcement.
So there would be enforcement.
You are not forced.
Okay. Yeah, so you don't believe in forcing people.
Yeah. This is why religious say. There is a different understood for the Islam. So I believe that in the Islam you cannot force the people to do anything. They have a choice to believe in what they are believe. And what I find it in Turkey, since this is not a new speech for me. I visit Turkey two times before, and this is the third. After what's happened in 2002, where the Al-Adala wa Tanmiya has come to the power. And I believe that the people not choose Al-Adala wa Tanmiya because they are Islamic movement now. They chose it because they are
the
successful.
Do you see yourself sort of like AKP?
Yeah, they are. The people find them, they are successful in the municipality before they come to the power.
They prove themselves in the municipality.
And when they come from the municipality and for the government, they also give more of proof of their successful on the economy side, the social side. And that's what I believe on in Bahrain. If the Al-Wefaq is leading these countries, we will try to stop the corruption in the system. We believe that it must be a democratic system where the people have the choice to refuse Al-Wefaq if the Al-Wefaq is not successful enough for what the people is believe on. You don't need to force the people to worry anything or to stop to do anything. If they are believe it or not in his private life, they can.
Should people have the right to drink alcohol?
No, yes.
Yes.
It's not a problem for our thinking.
But didn't...
We believe on Islam that the Muslim people must not drink. But if it's not accepted this believing and he want to drink, you will drink.
But didn't you try to pass a, not just you, but the some of the Sunni parties want to pass a law banning alcohol in Bahrain?
When the people, our friend in the parliament is passed the kind of law to organize.
Organize?
To organize the...
Regulate.
To organize. We are accepted that. To organize this. And to continually to have freedom of people to also to do what they want to do. We not accepted to ban the all these things because it's still continuous. We believe on the freedom of people.
Do you believe? First of all, can I get you? How old are you?
I'm
47.
47. What was your birthday?
13 of October 1965.
On foreign policy, do you believe that the government should have the power to make foreign policy, or are you willing to let the royal family continue to make foreign policy?
No, we believe that's the foreign policy, one of the people who must deal with it. as government elected.
Mm-hmm.
With the foreign policy, also we are announcing that before the 14th February, and we continually have the same view.
Mm-hmm.
That we are opening to have a good relationship with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And the GCC Council is very near for us, and we are part of this, and we will continue to have the same strong relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But this strong relationship, it doesn't mean that we must be same in everything, and what I mean on the political side especially.
Mm-hmm.
We believe that we have a need for democratic more than the others.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but I believe on that, because maybe we are we don't have the same welfare for the others, maybe because we have more trouble in our history, maybe because a lot of the people is educated now and have experience, and don't we believe that we will not be in a stable and developed country without democratic.
Mm-hmm.
We looking to continue in the GCC councils and strong relationship with this area,
mm-hmm.
and continually looking for the good relationship with everybody.
Do you think the Fifth Fleet should stay?
Yeah, there is no problem with the Fifth.
There's no problem with it, or is it something desirable for Bahrain?
The area is still, there is a lot of a problem on it.
Mm.
And the oil is not for the people to drink it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the oil for the using to be a good for these countries and for the others.
Mm-hmm.
Simple like this. It's not... Yes, it's the oil is belong to the people who have it,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't that doesn't mean that the people who have it is cannot burning.
Mm-hmm. But I'm talking about the Fifth Fleet.
Yeah.
Do you? I know you said that you would not block it, but is it something that you think is a good thing for Bahrain? Do you want it there?
I believe that continually the area have a lot of problem. And to be sure that the stability in this area is continually is يعني إنه الأمن يستمر في المنطقة ولهذا السبب أعتقد بأنه متى ما وجدت منظومة أمنية في المنطقة وتطور سياسي يضمن عملية الأمن من الطبيعي أنه لا تتواجد قوات أخرى، ولكن في حال استمرار هذا الاضطراب الموجود ممكن أن يكون هناك تفاهم لهذا الموضوع.
Mm-hmm.
Would you explain that?
Mm-hmm.
Did you get this point?
No, I didn't.
Yes.
As this region is still in trouble, and as long as we don't have sort of an internal security system. As a result of modern digitization in
mm-hmm.
this region. So the need for continuation of the Navy will be there to maintain the sort of stability.
So you think it's a stabilizing force? I hear you correctly.
Yeah. I think that the democratic system is by nature stability for a long term. ويحقق تعاون بين الديمقراطيات. إذا تحقق في هذه المنطقة عملية ديمقراطية، أنا أعتقد على المدى المتوسط والبعيد سيكون هناك استقرار حقيقي، بحيث لن تجد أي قوة حاجة إلى وجود قوة لضمان تدفق النفط من المنطقة.
Democratic system in the region will enable the good relationship between the different regions, democratic regions,
mm-hmm.
and this will bring stability to the region that will provide a regional security. So in the medium and the long term, as we move into democratization in this region, the whole region. I think this will bring the stability itself.
Do you think there should be democracy in Iran?
Yes, but democracy must be in all of our world. I believe that the kind of democratic is acceptable for every country.
So, but do you think there should be a full no supreme leader in Iran?
They chose it now, the supreme leader of Iran, they chose it with the democratic way, where they chose the
Majlis Khubara. They choose the expertise council. The expertise council. They choose the supreme leader.
But if people hold
this is what the Iranian people believe on, and I will accept it because they are accepted.
But if they should they be able to vote and say we don't want the supreme leader anymore if that's what they decide?
They must be have this right in Iran and in Iraq and in Bahrain and in America. The main thing where I believe in politicals, you must return to the people to have a free choice to kind of the system and kind of the government. And I will not accept it, any kind of yani mubarrarat, excuse, with religion or with adat or taqaleed. I don't believe
there shouldn't be any excuse because of religion or tradition and culture.
I believe you must return. I believe you must return to your people. Even if you are speaking about Islam, you have a choice to say to people, the Islam said that and that and that. And if the people is accepted, that is. If they're not accepted and chose to the Islam's, the people, in Bahrain, if they chose the حزب الشيوعي اللي يقود الحكومة علي أن أقبل بهذا الخيار.
Even Bahrain, if people decide to choose the Communist Party, then that has to be accepted.
And وتصبح وظيفتي أن أقول للناس بأن هذا الخيار مو مناسب وأقنعهم بخياري. إذا اختاروني أستطيع.
Then my job then the job is to try to explain to the people different views. And the choice, other choices. So they do accept, but that has to be shown in.
But you know what? I talk to people.
And the main the main idea for me for these things that you need to return to the people. بالتعبير الإسلامي لابد من خيار الأمة هو الحاكم.
ما so في this choice حاكم هو حاكم choice.
الحاكم هو الأمة. إذا اختارت الأمة لبعض. واختارت الأمة شخص على أن نقبل باختيار الأمة.
See the cornerstone is that people really is the nation what the people choose.
The nation will decide the ruler.
The but system and the ruler.
They become the ruler.
Do you believe the? A lot of people would say that the Iranian regime, Ahmadinejad and Khamenei, have lost legitimacy with the Iranian people for many of the same reasons that this regime has lost legitimacy. Do you believe they still have the support of most of the people?
The Iranian people will have a choice after 2 years or less than to choose the our Shura. And they will have a choice to
president.
And they Shura is have the same. And they Shura have full authority, I think.
I think not the Shura Council is very new.
Soon, yeah. President June.
But they say...
President is 2 years, but Shura is...
But many Iranian people and many impartial analysts who look at the situation say that the last time there was an election, the person who did not get the most votes ended up winning, that the election was rigged. Do you think that happened?
I don't يعني أنا ما أكون عندي كل هذه المعلومات
الدقيقة.
لكن أعتقد بأن بأن نجات منطقي أن يكون يفوز في تلك الأمور.
It was quite logical to see Najat winning.
السبب أن قبل 4 سنوات كان في نوع من الإنجاز الاقتصادي خصوصا للمناطق القروية والريفية.
It was popular especially in rural areas, less well to do.
وعلى الصعيد الدولي أيضا كانت إيران يعني استطاعت أن تقدم لشعبها أنها مستطيعة أن تتحدى وتنجح. فأعتقد أن كان منطقي أن.
Areas and also having a foreign policy, independent foreign policy.
Did you think he is a force for good in Iran and in the region?
أنا كنت أميل إلى سياسة السيد أحمد خاتم.
He was more in line with the policies of President Khatami.
In what way? Why are you more similar to Khatami?
More يعني درجة الانفتاح
was that
more accepting is more in favor of Khatami
right
he is not more in favor not
Khatami's policies
oh you were not in favor of Khatami
no he is in favor of Khatami's policies
so
not similar you said similar
I meant oh right
just
so why did you prefer Khatami's policies over Ahmadinejad.
It's more opening. It's more, I feel it's more opening. And understand the world.
Do you believe that Iran, given that Israel has a right to has nuclear weapons, that America has nuclear weapons, do you think Iran has a right to nuclear weapon as well?
The easy thing is that the Iranian is refused to have the nuclear weapons. They speak about peaceful use of the, and this is a right not just for the Iran, for any countries in the world have the right to have the peaceful nuclear. And now, these small countries is looking, Bahrain is looking to. And we are signing some agreement with the United States, and we are looking also to the France to help us to do something with the
nuclear.
And that's what's also this with Saudi Arabia and Marat.
Back to
the Iranian is must give the يعني الضمانات إلى أن هذا.
But Iran has to give the assurances to the.
وإلها نفس الحق إلى الدول الأخرى.
The what?
Has the right access to nuclear technology.
Who has the right to do? Okay.
Peaceful Iran.
Do you think they have given assurances good enough?
أنا أعتقد أنهم يتحدثون باستمرار باتجاه استعدادهم إلى هكذا من خلال المفاوضات. في الجانب الآخر أعتقد أن فكرة الأسلحة في الدمار الشامل يجب أن تجرد ليس فقط من إسرائيل أو أي دولة أخرى. أنا في اعتقادي لابد من المسير إلى اتجاه دولي يجرد كل دول العالم من الأسلحة النووية. يتم التخلص من كل أسلحة الدمار الشامل وعلى رأس السلاح النووي.
Ending all these weapons of mass destruction.
يعني كل ما نعمل معاهدات دولية. كل ما نعمل معاهدات دولية للقضاء على بعض أشكال معينة من الانتهاكات لحقوق الإنسان أو من اتفاقيات دولية للقضاء على الجوع. أعتقد أنه لابد من اتفاقية دولية للقضاء على أسلحة الدمار الشامل. وهذا راح يشمل بطبيعة الحال روسيا والولايات المتحدة والهند وباكستان. وأي شخص أو أي حكومة تمتلك هذه الأسلحة.
Since as one we need to have conventions in regards to having fighting poverty and that respect for human rights. At the same time, we should have something in regards to ending all these weapons of mass destruction.
I'm wondering, regardless of whether you think Ahmadinejad won or lost the election, do you think the Iranian government respected the rights of the protesters, the same rights that you wanted here in Bahrain after the June
2009
The people of Iran, I think they are choose the public of Islamic Republic. They have referendum in the beginning of the revolution to ask them, do you want Islamic Republic or do you want only Republic? They say we all need our life to have Islamic Republic. I must respect the Iranian people's say. But that's what also I respect the Russian people when they choose the democratic and the American people when they choose the democratic.
So the Iranians have elected
If the Iranian Republic's and that's what I believe is continuing. The Iranian people, and it's the same right for the other nation, have the right to choose his regime and develop this regime.
So do you think if there was a referendum in Bahrain, and do you think the Bahraini people should be able to choose an Islamic Republic if they want it?
But now, you get this point now, you get the other point.
Any nation, they have freedom to choose any system they want to. What I want is, why I want Dawla Madaniya.
You want a civilian state?
أنا أعتقد بأن يعني كل أمة تستطيع أن تختار النظام التي تريد.
How are the two compatible? I mean, if the people choose a religious state, how does that protect the right that you want to give people to not have to pray? You know, because they have religious police in Iran who.
I what will ask people to choose. I will ask him to choose the يعني دولة راح أدعوهم إلى دولة مدنية.
Here, if he had a choice, he would ask. His choice is a civilian democracy.
And
allowing for change of
government or sort of peace. And
that's for respect for human rights.
But do you think the current?
But if the people chose to be anything, I will accept it. The people chose.
So you see, what he's saying, his choice, and then if people choose something else.
So if the people chose an Islamic Republic, that'd be okay with you.
If they are chose the,
if they choose
the
Communist Party, he has no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Is the question is that people chose or the choice
itself?
So you're having a problem with the choice or with the people choose?
But I still want to get to this point of
you put the questions, we put the questions as well.
Yeah, no, I'm just trying to understand because in Iran, people took to the streets the same way they did here. And it appears, based on all media reports, that the government did not want that. So do you sympathize with the Iranian people who took to the streets to demand reform? Did you feel
أنا أتعاطف مع حق الناس في حرية الاختيار وأن يكون هذا بشكل حر وإرادة حرة وبلادنا أشكال دائما ستجد هناك أكثر من إرادة في أي منطقة يجب أن نحترم إرادة الأغلبية.
You know, but what I'm asking is, do you believe that the Iranian people...
And there is all the time in different countries, different view. I respect the majority of the people, because there is no any way to deal with any problem in this. What is the majority of the people? It's fine. I will respect them and accept it what they want. And if the Iranians choose Mir Hossein Mousavi, he must leave the country. If they choose Ahmadinejad, most of them, he must leave the country. Where it must be free election with real election,
mm-hmm.
and we must accept it, any choice of the people,
mm-hmm.
in any part of the world. And they must have any part of the world I will continually, because it's simple. If you understand how I think,
mm-hmm.
I believe that the people in Iran, the people in Iraq, the people in Bahrain, the people in Saudi Arabia,
mm-hmm.
must have the right to choose the system and choose the government.
Mm-hmm.
And this right is continually right. I mean continually, they have the choice for elected the government every 4 years,
mm-hmm.
and they have freedom to choose any government they want.
Mm-hmm. But do you think that the people in Iran right now have the right to speak out against the government, to hold a rally like you want to hold here?
I think the majority of Iranian is accepted Ahmadinejad.
You think the majority
yeah.
of them? But the ones who didn't, the minority rights, do you think if you are somebody who doesn't support Ahmadinejad, do you think they have the right to speak
you
out?
You must have the freedom.
They must have the right to speak out. But do you think they do have the right now?
They must have the right for do anything they are believe on as opposition, and they have the right to go in election after 4 years and try to يقنعون الشعب الإيراني بأنهم أصلح.
This is that, you know, definitely there is a choice coming very soon.
Uh-huh.
So the opposition there can try to convince.
لابد أن يكون لهم الحق. يعني عندهم
الحق. They should have the right
في التعبير عن نفسهم من أجل
reach out
من أجل أن يختاروا ما يعتقدون.
But once again, I mean, after that election, there was a huge people on the streets, just like here, and the regime cracked down. And I'm wondering if you think that was appropriate.
There is a large number, more than a green movement. There is a large number who are supported Ahmadinejad in that style.
Mm-hmm.
It was a larger number.
Yeah.
I think with all respect, there is no way of comparing it. Protest against the result of the election,
mm.
then protest to have some sort of system.
Mm.
And you got my point, is that we don't have and even the means and tools
mm.
to have a democratic system, to elect our government,
mm.
or to have a full authorized. And this is the movement that is calling, that went to the street,
mm.
to create a sort of a democratic system.
Uh-huh.
In Iran, the mass protests we've seen,
mm-hmm.
they are rejecting the result of a democratic process. So
mm-hmm.
it's not in the core issue, it's in the result.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they have been defeated, whether they have been a fraud in the election, this
mm-hmm.
is totally different from someone who is fighting
mm-hmm.
to get that system to be there at the first place.
Well, most Iranians, the activists I speak to, say that after how the Iranian regime cracked down, that they did want to change in the system. And it appears that...
They have the right to express
mm.
their views.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you don't... My point is that, sorry to just to jump in,
mm-hmm.
my point is that you're comparing that a protest against the end result of the election.
Right.
Even if it has some sort of escalation to someone who doesn't want this regime,
mm-hmm.
okay, with all respect.
Right.
And we're comparing it with people who hasn't got the system itself.
Right.
And are calling to have the system and being crushed.
Mm-hmm.
And to complement even this,
mm-hmm.
the West is looking at those as the human beings that should be supported. And the West is looking at these in Bahrain as somebody who's they have to compromise because democracy in Bahrain is not the right choice for them.
No, I understand. But the reason I keep asking this question, I keep coming back to this, because as you know, there are many people in this country, in my country, who have questions about Wefaq, and they wonder. You know, I talk to many people and say we're worried that Wefaq right now they talk nicely. But that we're going to end up with Hezbollah, we're going to end up with Iran.
What's
that?
Democracy. It's very clear. This choice is for a civilian democracy.
Right.
That's why we ask questioning, is this the choice or the freedom to choose, the process to choose? And this is the what's worrying us in Bahrain. That's because we are Shia.
I don't find there is a long answer for this. It's simple for me. If the people not choose you, if the people is not choose you free to choose Al-Wifaq, to lead the country, it doesn't mean to Al-Wifaq to do that with force. It's simple like me. And this is to reach to the power and to continually on it. I all the time thinking, where is the main problem in our Arabic and Islamic world? To use force to reach to the government, to the power, and to use force to continually in it. And if I need to develop these countries, I must start here. And all the time they say, أَفْرَبِنَّ هُنَاكَ جَدَلْ وَيْنْ عَنَاصِرُ النَّهْضَةِ أَنَا أَعْتَقِدْ بِأَنَّ عَنْصَرُ النَّهْضَةِ الْأَسَاسِي وَعَنْصَرُ سِيَاسِي وَهُوَ حَرِّيَّةِ اخْتِيَارِ النِّظَامِ السِّيَاسِي بِطَرِيقَ حَرَّةِ الْأُمَّةِ. لذلك أنا يعني عميق الإيمان بهذا المعنى. دائما الأمة عندها الخيار أن تختار ما تريد من نظام سياسي. إجبار الأمة على هذا يقود إلى العنف. ولذلك أنا أرفض الخيار.
The nation, the nation has free to choose any kind of system in which people are free. People cannot be forced to go for one choice or another.
It's for simple reason, because when you force the people, you are build the ground for the violence, and this violence will continually all the times. There is no choice for the countries who want to develop and continually development without democracy. You need a democratic system in any part of the world.
It's
simple like this. This is simple like this.
Yes,
that I not acceptable to reach to the power with the force and to continually include the force. You must retain to the voice of people to choose you with a free of election every 4 years or 5 years or any system of the democratic system.
Sheikh Ali.